90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today we're going to conclude our discussion on this idea of human nature suggesting that people want to help you. Right? And we know this. And so we spent all week talking about different ideas. And one was around, you know, staying calm and being nice and not losing your temper when you find yourself in a difficult situation. Right. And I gave the example of what I'm dealing with Comcast on internet, how incompetent they are and how difficult it is for me to just maintain calmness through this whole situation because they are so egregiously incompetent as a service company. It just frustrates the heck out of me. But nevertheless, I dealt with it. I kept my calm. And now I create an ally, hopefully, if they're nice to me. And just in case I didn't create that ally or I didn't alienate them, you know, step two was on Tuesday, we talked about stroking ego. Building the ego with a person trying to fix your problems. That's going to empower them to see it through. And we also suggested that it's a form of admiration, right? If you stroke someone's ego, you're suggesting that you admire them. Then we talked on Wednesday about gaining people's sympathy. And really the story here is that if you can get people to walk in your shoes and you're having a challenge and you can get them to own that challenge with you, that empowers them to really want to do something about it and to help you. Yesterday we got into the idea of just being pleasant, right? Smiling, being flirtatious, making people laugh. And all the more reason for people to want to help you, to get on your side and to get behind you. And in the end, once you do everything and it works out for you and that person goes that extra mile to help you, then you have to return the favor. Right? Kind words and appreciation go a long way. Public recognition is even more rewarding. So if somebody helps you at a particular company, find out who that person is that can most benefit them. And then ask them if they'll, you know, ask them for an email address. If it's a situation where you've got a server where let's say it's a waiter or a waitress, go beyond anything they might expect. Instead of giving them a 15 or 20% tip, give them a 40 or 50% tip. Heck, if it's an inexpensive place, give them a 100% tip. Kind words and appreciation go a long way, but if you can go over and above that and get them recognized, now you've really done something. So they help you, you help them, everybody wins. That's really what it's all about. If you're not listening to the 90 Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards where you want to go in life, and that's exactly what we do here. So I just want to ask you for the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is a commitment. It's a commitment of a few minutes a day just to get here and listen. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I just want you to think about people helping you and how can you repay them for helping you? Whether it's kind words, whether it's a well-placed email, whether it's a, you know, financial reward, or just doing something nice for somebody that's done something for you. It makes all the difference in the world.